teachers and school boards are preparing for the upcoming negotiation season. It comes after the 2017 legislature kept K-12 funding flat due to short state revenues.
Although it has improved some, we're still looking at some very, very difficult times.
Nick Archuleta is president of North Dakota United, the group that represents teachers. In 2017, a number of school districts went to impasse, and several districts negotiated one-year contracts instead of two-year deals. And in some cases, teachers did not get pay raises or just got minimal increases.
There are some districts where, rather than put any money on the base, they gave them a bonus. Here's $500 cash. Okay, so that doesn't go on the base. We would like to see, of course, everything go on the base in terms of salary, but that's not how it worked out in many, many districts.
Most of us in the private sector typically would see a cost of living raise or that type of thing each year, and when funding is flat, that's tough to do. There's just not a lot of room in the budget for pay increases.
School Boards Association Executive Director Alexis Baxley says most teachers are aware that money is tight. She says boards will be looking for other options outside of salary.
What can they work with or offer their folks when there isn't extra money on the table? What are things that they're able to negotiate in contracts to reward their staff when there isn't extra dollars?
The North Dakota School Boards Association has scheduled its negotiation seminar for early February. The seminar carries the title, Tight Budgets, Safe Workplaces, and Life After Impasse. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.